This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Medford.
WMFO. Listen to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org on the web. Glad you've tuned in, whether it be live right now, as I speak, or if you're listening off in the future. If you are listening off in the future, how is it out there? Things getting a little better? I hope so. Let's see. We got a little Chet Atkins in the background for the cover all. He's doing the cover of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We had Akron Family in there doing Silly Bears. That's from a disc called The Cosmic Birth and Journey of Sinju. Animal Collective did Lion in a Coma from Merriweather Post Pavilion. 2009. I can't believe that album's that old. I love that album. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. From their disc of natural history, did the song 17 Year Cicada. All right, we got the cover all coming up. It's just a little past 7 o'clock. I just wanted to say that the person that requested the Steppenwolf song, I have found it. Took me a little while, but I have found it. And I will play it after the cover off. So if you're still listening, you're going to get your request. All right, we're going to let Chet Atkins finish out here, and then we're going to get right to the cover off. WMFO in Medford is the bingo show. Thanks for tuning in.
Gonna burn.
into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. And we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like the one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Chances went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man and his will to survive. Sometimes it seems it happens so fast, you change your passion for the glory, but don't give up on the dreams of the past, you must fight to keep them alive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night, he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Face to face, hanging tough, staying hungry, they stack the odds till we take to the street, for we kill with the skill to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night, he's watching us all with the eye. Rising up straight to the top of the guts, got the glory, went the distance, now I'm not gonna stop, just a man and his will to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night, watching us all with the eye of a tiger.
Thank you. see a man watching that child. Oh, tiger, I see you watching that child. Oh, tiger, I see you watching that child. But you can never go home again. Woo! Tiger, tiger on the circus ring. Tiger, tiger on the circus ring. We can never go home again. No, you can't.
WMFO. That was the cover all right there. And right now we've got a little Sidney Bechet in the background. Muskrat Ramble. All right, we've got a little over half an hour to go. Let me tell you what we did on the cover all there. That was the Feelies, the last song. Covering the Beatles, Everybody's Got Something to Hide, Except Me and My Monkey. That's off of Crazy Rhythms. A band called the Circus Contraption Band did the song Pink Elephants on Parade. That's from their disc called the Half-Wit's Descent. And that was written by Oliver Wallace and Ned Washington. It's from the movie Dumbo, if you're not aware of that. And one of the voices that sang it in the movie was Mel Blanc, who's, you know, Bugs Bunny and all those people. All right, before that, we heard the Sadies live in concert, Volume 1, doing Tiger Tiger, a song by Grace Braun. The Rural Alberta Advantage did Eye of the Tiger from a little single they put out covering the band Survivor. Cat Power did Silver Stallion. That's off her album called Jukebox, Matador Records, 2008. And that's song by the Highwaymen. So there you go. There's the cover all. A little set of covers for you. Some Sidney Bechet in the background, jumping and jiving. We're going to do a lot more stuff. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan with PETA. When I'm not playing defense for the New York Giants, I'm protecting the home team, my girls Tasha, Katie, and Stella. During the cold winter months, dogs left chained outside can suffer from frostbite and hypothermia, as well as stress and loneliness. Your dog depends on you for love and protection. So bring them inside, take them for walks, make them a part of your pack. In other words, be your dog's biggest defender.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
You better give me Just wanna hold your hand, so alright.
Where we want to be,
alright.
What thought we could be.
Thank you.
kick down some doors together. Stay out till morning, sharp as knives. The new world will get you, it will not protect you. But I will be there with you when you turn out the light. So I will be there with you when you turn out the light. But I will be there with you when you turn out the light.
The rat. With one punch, at the age of 16 and a half, I knocked out my father. A cruel Chinese bastard with bad breath. And I didn't go home for some time, only now and then to try to get a dollar from dear mama. It was 1937 in Los Angeles, and it was a hell of a Vienna. I ran with these older guys, but for them it was the same, mostly breathing hard air and robbing gas stations that didn't have any money. And a few lucky among us worked part-time as Western Union messenger boys. We slept in rented rooms that weren't rented, and we drank ale and wine with the shades down, being quiet, quiet. And then awakening the whole building with a fist fight, breaking mirrors and chairs and lamps, and then running down the stairway just before the police arrived. Some of us soldiers of the future, running through those empty, starving streets and alleys of Los Angeles. And all of us getting together later in Pete's room, a small cube of space under a stairway. There we were, packed in there, without women, without cigarettes, without anything to drink, while the rich pawed away at their many choices, and the young girls left them, the same girls who spit at our shadows as we walked past. It was a hell of a Vienna. Three of us under that stairway were killed in World War II. Another one is now a manager of a mattress factory. Me, I'm 30 years older. The town is four or five times as big, but just as rotten. And the girls still spit on my shadow. Another war is building for another reason. I can hardly get a job now for the same reason I couldn't then. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. Sex? Well, just the old ones knock on my door after midnight. I can't sleep, and they see the lights and are curious. The old ones, their husbands no longer want them. Their children are gone. If they show me enough good leg, the legs go last, I go to bed with them. So the old women bring me love, and I smoke their cigarettes as they talk. And then we go to bed again, and I bring them love. And they feel good and talk until the sun comes up, then we sleep. It's a hell of a Paris.
snake. I trust no girl.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. How you doing out there? We're hitting the home stretch here. It's 7:46 right now. And let me tell you what we heard. That was a band called Strangled Darlings, Snake and the Girl, from their disc from 2012 called Red, Yellow, and Blue. The Walkman did The Rat off Bows and Arrows. Charles Bukowski did a little spoken word thing there, also called The Rat. That's from Master Collection. We had Spoon in there doing Paper Tiger from their disc Kill the Moonlight from 2002. And The Doors, Crawling King Snake from L.A. Woman 40th Anniversary Mixes. All right, there you go. That brings us, I believe, right up to date. So we got time to do a few more songs. We're going to do a little comedy for you and then a couple more songs. And Edward Buecher will be up here at 8 o'clock, take you into the late evening. He's here from 8 till 10 with his Plastic Sushi Tears of the Gods extravaganza. You don't want to miss it. I hear he's got a special guest. I'm not going to say who. I'm going to keep it a secret. mostly because I don't know. But anyway, let's hear some funny stuff. Here's some Mike Birbiglia. WMFO, bingo show.
This is the first time I remember sleepwalking. I always had dreams about wild animals when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I had this recurring dream for years that there was a bear walking in the front door of my house, literally opening the front door, which is the scariest part when you think about it. A bear with opposable thumbs. Because if a bear can open a door, sky's the limit. I don't have a plan for that one. My plan was the door. In the dream, I would hide in the kitchen cupboard with my sister Patty, and it's pitch black, and I'm scared to death, and I open up the door crack to let in some light. I look next to me, and Patty is gone, and she's been replaced by the bear. And it doesn't kill me, but it gives me kind of a coy Jack Nicholson-y look. Like, will I kill you? And that's when I wake up. I had that dream for years, and then eventually I attempted to face this lifelong fear. Patty and I went to Alaska. We went to this place called Katmai National Park, which is one of these places that has so many bears that when you arrive, they take you to what's called bear orientation. And they teach you, and it seems counterintuitive, but if you ever see a bear walking towards you, you're actually supposed to clap and make the bear aware of your presence. Like, I'm right here, bear. I'm right here. I'm Mike, and you're a bear, and we're okay with each other. And when they told me this, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be murdered by a bear, because that seems like basting yourself in barbecue sauce. You know, I was just like, I'm right here, bear, I'm right here, and I taste fantastic. I've applied condiments so that I'll be less bland. Patty and I went fly fishing. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but it's much more difficult than it looks, and a river runs through it. We're waist deep in water. We're in the rubber pants, and there are salmon jumping out of the water in front of us, literally jumping, which is what I would do if I were a fish. That seems like a great field trip. You know, you're in the boring water all day, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I want to stay here and grow legs and become a human, which is what happened over time. Sorry, homeschoolers. But the salmon are just jumping out of the water, but I can't catch one with the rod. There's this whole kind of maestro maneuver, and if you don't catch one, you feel like an idiot. You're just like, I should have brought a net. Yeah, that'd be a lot easier. You just be like, aha! Snag them with the net. One, you know, two is a lot easier. And the fishing guide we're with that feels bad for me, so he catches one himself, places the rod in my hands and goes, you got one! And that hurt because I knew that I hadn't, you know. And so here's where it heats up. I'm with the fishing guide. My sister Patty's about 75 yards behind us. And I hear her say, Mike? And it was the voice of someone who was about to be mauled. It had a very distinct pitch, you know. I was like, Mike? Like, right here, she thought there might be a bear. Right here, that's a bear. Like, if she knew the whole time, I'd just be like, Mark! And I turn around, and there's an 8-foot brown bear walking towards her in the water. It was very surreal, because he wasn't running, you know? He wasn't like, I will murder you! Ah! He was just kind of docile, like, I'm a bear, etc. Well, here it was, my greatest fear my entire life, and I was proud of myself because I built up the courage to say, guide, do something. And that guide snapped into action. He sprinted over in the water right at the bear, and he goes, And the bear walks away. You're just like, all right, I'm a bear, etc. And I was very relieved that my sister didn't get mauled. But in retrospect, I was a little angry at the guide. I was like, you know, you didn't tell me about the yeah plan. You just told me to go, I'm right here, bear. And my name is Mike. It's like he gave me the bad parachute, you know? Like everybody's chute goes off, and then I have the multicolored gym class parachute. I'm like, this doesn't do anything! Except build team skills! Now you go under. All right, now I go under. All right, now you go.
She loves a soul that I've never been, a dog among dogs, a man among men. And every day when I come home to her, a phantom, she kisses and she hugs him, and I am not averse to how she loves him. Why must I live and walk unloved as what I am? Can't I be loved as what I am? A wolf among wolves, and not as a as a man.
All right, WMFO, how you doing out there? This is WMFO in Medford. This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. We got time to do probably one more song here. Let me tell you what we... That was just Bonnie Prince Billy doing Wolf Among Wolves from Master and Everyone. We heard Mike Birbiglia from Sleepwalk With Me doing I'm a Bear, Etc. And let's see, we also... Oh, that was it. That was it. So we got time for one more song. Edward Buchert will be up in just a few moments. And I'll be back in 2 weeks.